Ben Grusendorf came to Alaska in the mid-1960s. A high school and college teacher of government by training, he soon became part of governing, spending 20 years in the Alaska House of Representatives. For three terms, he was Speaker of the House, a job he handled with a blend of seriousness and humor, joking that his ascension into leadership was like the mythical maiden who gets thrown into a volcano to appease the gods.
And I thought, how would that person feel? And I think I'm very close to understanding her feelings on that. As I look down into this smoldering pit that's very potentially volatile, I think I understand, and I do understand him. But my promise is this. I will very stoically sit here, and I will listen to you, and I'll try to understand you, and I'll try to learn from your constructive comments. But at the same time, I reserve the rights in the privacy of my chambers to gnash my teeth and say mean, nasty things about you. However, after I do that, I would invite you in and hope that we can come to some type of agreements and show you my great concern for things that are happening in the state of Alaska here.
And Grusendorf made good on those words, says Kate Tessar, who served as his chief of staff in the 1980s.
He was always in his office. You could find him at 7:30 in the morning or 7:30 in the night. And I think that's part of the reason of his success with everyone, whether you were in the minority or majority. He always had time to listen to your concerns, and try to make the things that were important to you happen.
But the long hours did not mean Grusendorf was without a life. He was an avid outdoorsman who enjoyed fishing, wildlife viewing, hunting, and was often seen around Sitka walking his German Shepherd, Spinnaker. Tessar says dogs were part of his life back in the 1980s, too.
During his term as Speaker, we often had a half a dozen dogs in his office. He had a big German Shepherd. His first one was named Hooter, and everybody would bring their dogs to the office in the 80s. It was before dogs and everything were banned in the Capitol building, so it was a joy being around there every day.
They were so young in the 80s.
Grusendorf's widow, Karen, says her husband served in the legislature during a different time.
You know, the average age was definitely under 40, which is not the case anymore. They were young people looking for the future of the state.
Jim Duncan was a Democratic legislator from Juneau in both the House and the Senate.
I considered him a very a good friend, a tremendous legislator, one who I thought was very fair and to everyone involved. So it's a real sad day, a real shock to hear that Representative Grusendorf has passed away, and he'll be missed. He did a great job for Sitka, did a great job for the state of Alaska.
After leaving the legislature in 2000, Grusendorf was appointed to the Alaska Board of Game, a seat he was to hold until 2013. 3 years ago, he was involved in amending a proposal before the board that would ban the use of full metal jacket bullets in sport hunting. The original proposal specified only .223 caliber bullets. Here's Grusendorf talking to KCAW's Robert Woolsey in 2008.
The shooting public has changed. We have hunters, and then we have people who like to shoot. And sometimes the shooters also get involved in shooting at a live animal. Of course, they have the necessary tags and the licenses to do it. And that's where some of our problem comes in.
Grusendorf wanted to extend the ban to all calibers. He later withdrew the amendment, but he made it clear that he did not want Alaska's wildlife shot at indiscriminately.
And what happens with the user of a .223, you're shooting. That's what you're doing. You're not picking your shot as you would with a different caliber rifle. And you're just spitting out stuff.
Before his involvement at the state level, Grusendorf was active in Sitka politics, two terms as mayor from 1975 until 1979, and he chaired the committee that drafted Sitka's Home Rule Charter. That's the document that unified the city and borough in 1971. He also served two terms on the Sitka Assembly. In addition to his widow, Karen, he's survived by two children and four grandchildren. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.